The Bible says, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. So it's grace that gets us to heaven. And grace is something that we don't deserve. Grace is when you're given something that you did not earn or we're not deserving of. And how do we get that grace? The Bible says, by Jesus, we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand. So how do we get access to the grace of God? The grace of God's available for us. The grace of God that bringeth salvation unto all men is there, but we get access to it by faith, by believing in Jesus Christ. Does it say that access is through baptism? Access is through church membership. Access is through repenting of all your sins. Access is through quitting drugs. Is that what it says? No, it says we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand. And the Bible says in verse 6, for when we were yet without strength, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die. Yet peradventure for a good man, some would even dare to die. But God commended his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. For if when we were enemies, do you see that? When we were unsaved, when we were unregenerate, when we had not been justified, we were at enmity with God. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. So the peace on earth, the peace that comes through Jesus Christ is peace with God. Not necessarily always peace with each other. Because Jesus Christ flat out said in Luke chapter 12, think not that I'm come to send peace on earth. He said, I came to bring division. I came to bring a sword. I'm come to set a man at variance against his father and the daughter against her mother and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And a man's foes shall be they of his own household. And you say, what in the world? That's peace on earth. Goodwill to men. Yeah, it's peace with God. Peace with the Father. And that's the most important peace that there is. You know, in the world we shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. He's overcome the world. Amen. And we have the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, keeping our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. That's the peace that we have. It's inner peace. It's peace in our hearts, and it's peace between us and God. No more enmity between us and the Lord. We can boldly enter into the throne of grace, and we can make supplication unto the Lord, because he is our mediator, Jesus Christ, our mediator between us and the Father, that gives us that access. And it comes through faith.